Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, February 17th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft started a program to allow game studios to send in games to be evaluated against Microsoft's Xbox accessibility guidelines. The company will work with developers to help them understand why game sections might be challenging to those with disabilities, and every test pass will include input from individuals from the gaming and disability community. Microsoft will launch a $99 Xbox wireless headset next month, which connects to consoles, PCs, and mobile devices over Bluetooth, with support for pairing to multiple devices at once. It features rotating ear cup dials similar to the Surface headphones, supports Windows Sonic, Dolby Atmos, and DTS Headphone X spatial sound technology, offers dual beamforming microphones with a 15-hour battery life. LastPass announced that as of March 16th, users on its free tier will have to set an active device type, choosing what type of device they can access their password vault on between desktop or mobile. Current free users will set their active device type by the first device they log into LastPass with after March 16th, after which users can change their active device type 3 times before being locked into the choice. Google Maps will now support paying for street parking through a partnership with Passport and Park Mobile, coming to over 400 U.S. cities, including Boston, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, and Washington, D.C. The feature will be available on the iOS version of Google Maps soon, and also includes expanded contactless payment for public transit to now include 80 transit agencies globally. Roku published a job listing to find someone to serve as lead production attorney for Roku's original episodic and feature-length productions, indicating the company plans to produce original content. Roku acquired Quibi's content library last month. Epic Games filed a formal antitrust complaint against Apple in the EU, claiming the company has completely eliminated competition in app distribution and payment processes. Epic currently has ongoing legal challenges to Apple's App Store rules in the US and Australia, as well as a filing with the UK's Competition Appeal Tribunal. Twitter is testing voice messages in direct messages in India, Brazil, and Japan. Voice DMs can only be sent through Android and iOS devices, but can be listened to through a web browser as well. YouTube announced it will expand its mobile video platform Shorts to the US, currently in beta in Brazil. YouTube is also adding an allow list of specific channels and videos to YouTube Kids and will offer a paid add-on to YouTube TV with 4K streaming, offline DVR access, and unlimited simultaneous in-home streams. NPD Group reports that PC gaming hardware and accessory sales in the U.S. grew 62% of the year in 2020 to $4.5 billion, with PC gaming content increasing 19% to $7.5 billion. Within overall gaming hardware, NPD Group found that every PC gaming category grew year over year, including GPUs, CPUs, headsets, monitors, and keyboards. According to the analysts at IDC, Chrome OS overtook Mac OS as the number 2 OS for worldwide desktop, laptop, and workstation sales, increasing annual market share 4.4% to 10.8% in 2020, peaking at 14.4% market share of OSs sold in Q4. Mac OS ended 2020 with 7.5% market share, and Windows had 80.5%. Garmin launched the Enduro, a $799 multi-sport smartwatch aimed at endurance athletes that offers 70 days of battery life on a single charge and able to be extended to 80 days with 3 hours of daily solar charging. Enduro offers real-time information on current and upcoming climbs for runners and cyclists, includes a built-in recovery advisor that factors in sleep and other wellness data, and includes a heart rate sensor, pulse oximeter, and GPS. Microsoft plans to roll out a new adaptive notification request feature to Edge 88, which uses crowdsourced data on what website notifications users typically allow to limit the number of pop-ups shown in a browser. This will automatically quiet notifications the vast majority of Edge users have declined, and users can also choose to quiet all website notifications by default. Apple informed authorized technicians that a new iPhone rear system will allow Apple to replace the logic board, Face ID sensors, and even the rear glass of an iPhone 12 or iPhone 12 mini, which previously required replacing the whole unit. This system doesn't support camera module replacement, and the iPhone 12 Pro and 12 Pro Max don't seem eligible for same unit repairs with this new system. Amazon Game Studios announced its free-to-play MMO New World has been delayed until August 31st, 2021, with a closed beta starting July 20th. The game was originally set for release in May 2020. And finally, smart home company Wyze announced the Wyze Bulb Color, an 1100-lumen smart bulb that connects over Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and is able to display 16 million colors. The Bulb Color supports Amazon and Google virtual assistants, but not HomeKit, with a 4-pack available in March for $35. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.